a while back, my counselor made me realize a communication habit that I had that was really creating a lot of issues within my relationship, where it wasn't allowing my partner to feel safe in the relationship. And I'm not talking about safe as in like, oh my God, I'm afraid she's gonna hit me. No, no way. But the issue was every time there was an altercation, like an argument or disagreement, my immediate go-to was, when I got uncomfortable enough or felt like I was being disrespected, was the emotions became so big within my body that then immediately I was like, I need to get out. I need to get, this relationship sucks. Like, I need to get out, I need to get out. And so I would, my go-to was to either be like, okay, I'm just leaving. I'm leaving this relationship. So there's a difference between I'm just walking out the door because I need space from this argument and, oh my gosh, I'm breaking up with you. And my go-to was I would get mad enough, and the way we were communicating was frustrating me enough that I would just be like, this isn't working, let's break up. So the last, before my counselor made me realize I was doing this, the previous two arguments had led to that. And one is called, I like to call, the notorious lasagna incident. And so this was, he had asked me to make dinner around noon and asked me to make dinner. And he wanted it around 7. And I said, okay, well, I had been planning on volunteering at the Elks and that night for some like carnival thing they were doing. And I was like, okay, well, I can do that. I'll just come and make it early. I'll make it at 2 o'clock. It'd be ready. And then I'll go to my thing. I'll get back at 7. And then I can just heat it up for 10 minutes and serve it. So I did that. But the problem is that I ended up being 10 minutes late getting home. And so I was trying to get away, but the game that I was hosting was so fun that there was just a huge line of kids, and the Elks was so short-staffed with volunteers that nobody could replace me. And so I should have texted him and said, hey, I'm going to be 10 minutes late, or called him, but I think it wouldn't have mattered. He said, his part of this was, he said, oh, well, you should have called me or texted me saying you're going to be late and we could have made other plans. I said, well, that would have just been equally as destructive, because I'd already put in the extra effort to make sure dinner was going to be ready. And then if you're just going to like go eat something else because you're mad I'm going to be 10 minutes late, that's not cool. Because what happened was I walked through the door at what, well, he'd called me and I said, hey, I'm going to be 10 minutes late. I'll just stick it in the oven and it'll be ready by the time I get there. But he was like, well, you should have told me before, you know, like, and then hung up on me. And I was like, oh, great. Okay, so I hurried home, and I got home 5 minutes before 7. Mind you, it would have only been 5 minutes late because it only took 10 minutes to heat up. And they were already eating something else, him and his daughters. And I was like, okay. And then Katrine, my dog, comes in with me and he yells at me about my dog. And I'm just like, oh my God. And I got so mad because I'd done all this planning to make sure it's going to go smoothly, and he couldn't be patient for 10 minutes. And I'm sure many of you listening are like, damn, your girlfriend made you dinner and you're going to be pissed that she's 5 minutes late? Yeah, I know. And so my part in this, I should have communicated, but I was afraid to communicate because I knew he was going to be mad that it was late. And I was spending my time volunteering when I didn't exactly tell him I was volunteering. I just went and did it because that's my way of rebelling in this relationship, is I'm going to go do what I want when I want. And I'm not telling you. I'm not going to tell you everywhere I'm going because he doesn't tell me everywhere he's going. And I don't care. So if he's going to go off and do things and not tell me, then I want to be able to go do my things and not have to be checking in with someone all the time. As long as when we make arrangements, I'm there and I'm reliable. And the same with him. As long as if I say, hey, can we do this thing, he's actually going to show up and not blow me off or be super, super late, like 5-10 minutes, whatever. But During this heated lasagna argument, I realized I started to raise my voice, which is something he and I equally don't like in each other. And so I left and I went back to the office. I took a Trine and I just kind of cooled off. And then when I got back, I had thought through the issue long enough that I was like, hey, I was only going to be a few minutes late. Like, this isn't cool. But he didn't want to talk about it. He was so mad at me. And because he didn't want to talk about it, my go-to was be like, well, this isn't going to work. I can't live my life where if I do something and go above and beyond, it's not recognized and it's like disregarded. And then he's just going to clam up and not even talk about it because he got so mad about something which I felt was so petty. Because he could have just been patient. Like, I also was annoyed because I knew that he would have never put in. I feel like most of the time I put in this, you know, insane amount of effort. And I feel like a lot of women will agree with me that we put in an insane amount of effort only for it not to be reciprocated or not even be noticed. And so that was the issue in this case too, was it's like, do you realize I gave up 2 hours of my day to make this and you just like threw a little fit because I was only 10, you know, a few minutes late. I was running late. But yeah. So my counselor said, you know, when these arguments happen, try not to like avoid. This is a rule for myself. Do not say I'm breaking up with you or I'm going to leave or I'm going to move out until you're calm. Because when I got back and he didn't want to talk to me, I'm sitting on the bed and I'm just sitting there getting more and more mad, getting more and more frustrated. And finally I was like, you know, I think I'm going to move out. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of coming home and being worried that you're going to be mad at me about something and then feeling disrespected about my dog or whatever. Like, I don't need this. I don't need to live with you. I'm living with you because I love you, but I don't need it. I don't need it. And I'm not going to put up with the stress anymore. And then his go-to was like, fine, if you want to. So that was how that night went. But then we resolved it. And the next morning, we were able to talk through it. And he realized that he was being a jerk. And I realized that I should have communicated better. And we're continually trying to work through our communication differences. Because there's one thing, if there's something to look at when you're like, oh, is this toxic? Is this relationship toxic? Is he toxic? Is she toxic? Am I being toxic? The answer to that, which I've learned over watching myself, going through counseling, watching other people's relationships, is when it's actually toxic is when it's a cycle that doesn't change or improve. That's when a relationship is toxic. And so in our case, while we have issues, because every relationship is going to have issues, we continually are able to talk about it. And the next time an issue comes up, we're able to improve. And so therefore, it's not this continual cycle where it's just like it becomes like predictable, right? When the cycle becomes predictable, and then when you're trauma bonded, or you're used to it, or you've settled for it, or you're tolerating it, then you just like actually like it. You end up liking it. And there was a time where I was in a relationship where I liked the drama. It was exciting. It like I felt like I could like was in control but out of control, and it was toxic. Because I was leaning into the, like, you know, drama of it all, but it wasn't healthy at the same time. And so if you're in a relationship and these issues keep coming up and he's not willing to work on it, and if one partner is not willing to work on it to resolve the, you know, break the cycle, then there's nothing you can do, and that's when it's toxic. Because like, oh, you're just, you know, you're not even trying to improve this situation. It keeps happening. And then you have to decide if you're going to tolerate for it. Because you have a choice. You could decide, you know, either if there's an issue and it keeps going around and around and around and months, years, whatever, and your partner's not willing to work on it, you have two choices. You can tolerate it. You can learn how to tolerate it the best you can. Kind of like his smelly socks on the floor or the fact he doesn't use the laundry basket. or doesn't put the dishes into the dishwasher, whatever, you can tolerate these things, or you can decide that you're not going to tolerate it, and then you remove yourself from the relationship. Those are your choices. Because you can't sit there and nag and nag and nag and nag and work, you know, you can work on yourself, but you can't, you can only put in a disproportional amount of energy into fixing a relationship if your partner doesn't want it. You know? So, moral of the story, it takes two to have issues in a relationship. And you have to be able to own your part in the disagreement, in the conflict, and then look at how can we resolve this and make sure that the next time it happens, that we're able to work through it again. And it takes a lot of patience, like on both sides. Like, he has to be so patient with me and my triggers and trauma and drama. But he also knows that I'm working on myself. And I'm able to look at myself and be responsible for myself at the same time. But that doesn't mean I can keep it under control all the time. Because my emotions are valid. They're going to come and go. And his feelings are valid too. But you just have to continually be working together. So that's what I've got for you today. Thanks for listening. And I'll talk to you again next time.
Are you an ambitious and independent woman who's ready to start attracting your aligned masculine partner but have struggled with settling in the past? Join the free 5-day workshop to start attracting him in less than 30 days by tapping into a hidden feminine superpower that you already have. Go to girlstopcrying.com to sign up.